Okay, this paper's making the rounds. Stealing reasoning traces from proprietary LLM APIs. And honestly, it's the kind of thing that sounds like a CTF challenge until you realize people are spilling API keys in public GitHub repos because they didn't know the encrypted blobs were readable.
Yeah, I saw that. The core insight isn't new. We've known these reasoning blocks get sent back and forth for stateless continuity, but the paper shows they're fully interchangeable across models within the same vendor's ecosystem. That's the real kicker.
Right. So they're saying you can take an encrypted thinking trace from, say, Claude Opus 4.8, toss it into a Haiku 4.5 call, and Haiku will just decode it and spit out the reasoning in plain text? No jailbreak needed on the big model?
Exactly. The frontier models have all this alignment training to prevent reasoning leakage. But the smaller, cheaper siblings? They're optimized for cost, not guardrails. So you use the weak model as a decryption oracle. One API call to get the trace, another to feed it to the small model and say, output your reasoning, and boom, you've got the chain of thought.
That is honestly kind of brilliant in a horrifying way. It's like using the kid sibling to crack the older one's diary because they never bothered to lock it.
Yeah, and the paper backs it up across Anthropic, OpenAI, and Google. They show it works for distillation. So you can copy a model's reasoning style, but then they go further. They scraped 315,320 of these thinking blocks from public logs and found real secrets.
Wait, 315K blocks. And they got what? 367 PII artifacts and 182 credentials? That's wild. Were people just pasting their session logs into Stack Overflow or something?
Basically, devs share logs for debugging, not realizing the encrypted chunks contain stuff like API keys, passwords, even personal emails that the model pulled from context or memory but never showed in the final answer. The user sees a safe refusal, but the reasoning trace had the harmful payload all along, and now it's extractable.
So it's not just about stealing a model's secret sauce. It's about accidental data leaks from users who had no idea they were sharing sensitive info. That feels worse in a way. At least distillation is model versus model. This is invading privacy.
And the fourth vector they mention, invisible prompt injection. You could poison a reasoning block with malicious instructions, get it logged and shared somewhere, then when someone replays it, the weak model executes the injection without anyone seeing it coming. That's nasty.
Yeah, especially if it gets baked into some agentic workflow that's auto-replaying logs. Okay, so mitigations. What do they suggest? Because if the fix is just don't share logs, we're screwed.
They propose cryptographic bindings, like tying the encrypted trace to a user ID or session so it won't decode in another context. Or maybe using non-interchangeable formats per model. But honestly, that breaks the statelessness they were going for in the first place.
Which is the trade-off, right? You want zero server-side storage for scaling, but then you have to trust the client not to leak or replay stuff. Feels like we've seen this movie before with JWTs or something.
Exactly. Stateless is great until the client becomes the attack surface. I'd want to see if the vendors actually roll out fixes, or if they just rely on obscurity and hope nobody scrapes logs at scale.
Given how many API keys I've seen in public repos just from casual Googling, yeah, I'm not holding my breath. But hey, at least now we know to tell devs, treat those thinking blocks like they're plain text secrets, even if they look like gibberish.
Yeah, and maybe next time we're evaling a provider, we ask not just how smart is your model, but how leaky is your reasoning pipe?
That's going in the vendor checklist. All right, I think that's enough paranoia for one Wednesday. What's next on your radar?
Honestly, I'm going to check if any of our old session logs have floating around, just in case.
Good call. I'll join you after we change a few passwords, obviously.